Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
A reminder that at 9 o'clock this morning, we'll be providing live coverage of a news conference by President Bush. It's 19 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana, just about 8:50. Time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA reported export sales for the week ending February 21st like this. In millions of bushels, wheat this year 11.3, next year 0.7, corn this year 23.7, next year 6.9, soybeans this year 21.4, next year 1.2. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. Midwest slaughter hog markets today are expected to be steady at best, with some calling for prices to decline $1 per hundredweight as packers pull back from the open market. Terminals are called mostly steady to 50 cents lower, with tops from $36 to $39. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $36. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, February 27th, negotiated swine purchases were $14,110. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $45 to $58.11, the weighted average $54.97, a loss of 40 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $38.04 to $46, the weighted average $44.04. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $18,333, the base price range $43.75 to $62, the weighted average $58, a loss of $1.17 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $36.74 to $45.52, and the weighted average was $43.19. Let's go ahead and look at Mike Sola's two-state forecast for today. He says in northern and central Illinois, mostly sunny early, then becoming mostly cloudy with light snow and flurries arriving during the afternoon. Elsewhere, a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs ranging from 25 in the north to 45 in southern Illinois. Tonight in the north, cloudy with areas of snow in central sections, cloudy with snow showers this evening, mixing with and changing over to rain. In the south, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and areas of drizzle, and lows ranging from 23 in northern Indiana to 38 degrees in the far south. Then on Friday, mostly cloudy in Illinois, areas of light rain and snow ending early in northern Indiana, snow showers and flurries in central and southern Indiana, scattered showers and drizzle diminishing during the afternoon, and highs ranging from 32 in northwestern Illinois to 55 in far southern Illinois. Agricultural highlights for the two-state forecast. Soil moisture remains abundant in all corners of Illinois and Indiana. Excessive moisture is reported in many areas, specifically east central Illinois and northern sections of both states. Tonight and tomorrow's Clipper system will bring up to 4 inches of fresh snow near the Wisconsin border, with lesser amounts to the south. Liquid equivalent amounts of precipitation are expected to range between 1/10 of an inch in the south to 1/4 inch in the north. And a stronger system is forecast for early next week. Though uncertainty about its track exists, southern areas are expected to get more precipitation, with as much as 2.5 inches of snow by next Wednesday. Let's go ahead and check how prices fared in the overnight trading session. And as we do that, we see in Kansas City that we have March wheat opening at 13.21, down 16, last trade down 52. March wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 12.29, down 51, last trade down 54.5. March corn opening at 5.25, unchanged, last trade down 3/4. March beans open at 14.55, down 4, last trade up 6.25. March soybean meal opening at 3.66, up 10, last trade up 220, and March soybean oil opening at 64.47 unchanged, last trade up 24.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgReview. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning to you. Let's go ahead and get your take on the export sales report that came out this morning.
I'd say pretty friendly across the board, was certainly within the range and on the high side of trader estimates on the numbers. On the corn exports, we came in at 23.7 million bushel old crop, but a huge, almost 7 million bushel of new crop. That's large for this time of year. Kind of one of the things that's fueling some exporter interest in this new crop is talk about the Argentine corn crop maybe even getting a little bit smaller. Closure yesterday of an ethanol plant at Pratt, Kansas, really has this market in a tizzy. Gateway told employees, today's your last day and pack it up. We'll be steady, maybe as much as four lower, on fears that more ethanol plants will follow suit.
What was the circumstances surrounding that closing?
My understanding is that they weren't making money, and they were just pushed into a cash standpoint that they were not making money and just didn't have any cash reserves.
Trading volume again set all, extremely heavy, not all-time highs, but Chicago wheat setting an all-time high yesterday, and trading limits today come off all three wheat exchanges. What's going to happen?
Yeah, I think we're going to be kind of wild. I wouldn't expect to see the type of trade we saw yesterday when we were up $1.20, down $1.20. We're going to see pressure on this market. There's the small spec is out of here. Some of these commercials, I think, are being forced to flee pretty quickly as well. We'll be down 20 to 60 cents there, I should think. Export bookings came in modest, probably at least as good as what the trade was looking for, but still, we're seeing a slowdown on the new crop bookings.
Of course, we're also keeping an eye on whether there will be heavy deliveries on first day notice for corn, because the basis is fairly weak and there is a lot of surplus grain in deliverable positions, but that March-May spread is running close to full carry, so what's going
to
happen?
Carry. My guess is that we'll see heavy deliveries the first day and probably not much after that.
What about how the exports rolled on the corn today?
In the beans, Dave, export bookings were solid there at 21.4 million bushel old crop, just a little over one on the new. We'll be up three, down four type of trade today. Census Bureau crush came out just slightly under trade expectations. This is a bean oil-led rally, all-time highs again in the bean oil.
And we did see that, although it didn't really push the beans that much yesterday.
No, it didn't, but notice on the overnight trade we came back on the old crop and rallied into the close there. So I think we'll see that kind of a trade continue this morning, at least at the outset.
All right. Turn your attention over to CME Livestock, please.
CME Livestock will see mixed markets both on the cattle and the hogs. We're seeing more stories about this Hallmark recall. It really is a story that has legs. We tested April cattle resistance at $96 and fell again yesterday. We're seeing a lot of pressure on the hog market just from the cash standpoint. One good bit of news on the hogs was that the average weights are starting to drop there on a year-over-year basis. That's amazing. We haven't seen that thus far with high-priced corn.
Thank you very much, Ellen. Have a great day. Ellen Dearden of AgReview. She is in Morton, Illinois, and she joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. We have a listener comment line. Give us a call at area code 217-333-0853 and let us know how we're doing with our agricultural offerings. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 9 o'clock Central Time.